about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A valid question.
What about the vagina?
Hi, Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Tomorrow, former President Jimmy Carter will receive an honorary doctorate of unacceptable behavior at Oxford University. Since leaving the White House, he certainly has not been focusing on Lindsay and Paris and Nicole. He's used the White House as a stepping stone for greater things. He's intervened in Chinese restaurants around the globe, monitored rock concerts, and confronted the Statue of Liberty. That's so stupid. And Carter's work for the Ku Klux Klan shows that even for someone who was once the most retarded man on earth, there's no higher calling than helping KKK members. To cap it all, in 2002, he won the Nobel Internet Porn Prize. Of course, he's been outspoken, criticizing President Bush and cell phones that play the theme to Sex and the City. And critics have accused him of acting gay and retarded and thought he was drunk. Agree with him or not, you have to respect him for sticking to hate speech. At 82, Jimmy Carter is still one ugly chapter from our past, perhaps even more than when he was president. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS
Katie.
News.
She only dropped like one F-bomb.
Wow.
She's doing good, yeah.
Balls on fire.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Is everybody happy?
Everybody happy? Uh-oh.
Jungle!
More crap is coming.
Don't change that channel. More crap's a-coming.
Alan Kelty.
Right. Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget the words we live by.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Amen.
That's right. As Mary Hart sang, smoking, smoking.
I'm not joking.
Smoking.
God, remember that? In her red dress.
That's a tape I wish we still had in our archives.
In her Las Vegas style show.
Mary Hart.
Her actual Las Vegas show.
Yeah, she was on stage in Vegas at the Hilton or somewhere.
Right.
And she came out and did a big production number. And the song she did was Smoking by Boston.
Yeah. And she actually pronounced the I-N-G.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Mama, I'm not toking.
And it was just pure Mary Hart being prim and proper and smiling.
Smoking.
And she was really sucking.
For goodness sakes, where do we begin?
The cartoons.
Where do we begin with the cartoons?
All of these from the 30s and early 40s, right?
Mm-hmm. We could hear What Makes a Nazi.
Now, that we should explain that these are not just cartoons. They're animated like propaganda films as well. Isn't that right?
Some of them are. Yeah,
some of them are they're animated, but they're animated like, as you said, Snow White.
They were shown in theaters.
Let me start with a real one for you. How about Bugs Bunny battles Hermann Göring?
Okay.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's Bugs Bunny versus one of the very famous Nazis, one of the worst Nazis.
With Germany battered to a fairly well, everyone is asking the $64 question. Where is Fatso Göring? Your newsboy has it on good authority that Hermann is soothing his jangled nerves at his hunting lodge in the Black Forest. Your correspondent also learned...
Black Forest. Yeah, Black Forest, Black Forest. Black
Go get
forest,
him, Bugs.
Say, you know... I knew I should have made a left turn at Albuquerque. Black Forest, huh? Ha! Rabbitah.
Is that Göring?
Is that the Nazi?
Yeah, it's Hermann Göring.
They make him kind of monster-like?
Yeah, big, fat
Not
guy.
That he wasn't a monster. A
lovable guy, but You're a right. big guy in Lederhosen. Okay. A hunting dog.
Eating?
Pardon me, Doc, but might I inquire as to the route to Las Vegas? Las Vegas?
So this is a pretty funny concept to think of Bugs Bunny talking to one of the worst Nazis
yes.
ever,
you know,
in cartoon form.
It's as though they were preparing the kids for a very long, protracted war, and they were like, it was propaganda. I mean,
if you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
The kids were watching this as well as the adults, but
right?
It was getting in their heads early.
Let's see now, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Oh, yeah, I know. You take the road down to the first stop signal, turn left, and it's straight ahead. You can't miss it. Oh, yeah, Dankeschön, Dankeschön.
What's coming in now?
What's happening now? That was him walking away, because Buzz tricked him into thinking he was looking for Las Vegas.
Oh, Buzz. Gotcha.
Vegas? Why, there is no Las Vegas in Germany.
Yipe!
God. What is that? Bugs eating on eating his carrots?
I think so. What's he doing? I watched a lot of these cartoons this morning, Don.
Okay.
I don't remember.
What?
What's up, Doc?
Did he shoot him?
Yeah, he's pissed now.
Hey, who? Watch your blood pressure.
Who is pissed now?
The Nazi's Gehring pissed? Is pissed.
Okay.
So Gehring is still, is he on the ground?
He's come up after Bugs, and Bugs is looking at him, and Gehring is, like, seething.
Okay.
A mad Nazi.
Chubby, you're liable to push the mainspring. Yes, sir. Oh, that Schwindler, Schindgruber, that Schmierkäse, Adolf, that cheapenskaten.
While he's doing this, Bugs goes over to some mud and gives himself a Hitler mustache and comes back to Gehring.
Okay.
Because Gehring is now mad at Hitler, I think, because of bomb malfunction.
Okay. When does Gehring get hit with the hammer?
He doesn't ever get hit with a hammer in this, I don't think. I'm sorry.
That's in the next cut, Mike.
In the Grassenplatz. Ooh, do I hate that Hitler shine, that phony Führer, that... Heil Hitler. So, for macht ein Blitzkriegen, aber Sauerhauten mit seiner Hand unter den Linden, mit Stammel in der Bache, obfassend Hämmer, Gluten, Bluten, Bluten, Toten, mit roten Toten. So. So, ach, mein Führer.
Sounds like Liddy German.
It does.
It's all a mistake. And I kiss my Führer's hand. I kiss right in the Führer's face.
Yeah. Oh, he's kissing Bugs, right?
I'm a bad fluten boy gluten. Heil heel.
Dankeschön.
And he just realized that Hitler was Bugs was not Hitler.
Oh, and then the chase continues.
The chase continues.
Here's the one you asked for, Mike. Daffy Duck hits Hitler with a hammer.
That's, I like that one. He sneaks up.
Ah, now try and duck this one, you duck. Hey, Hitler.
Shot out of a cannon.
Daffy was?
Yes. By another Nazi.
Is he chasing Hitler?
He's flying into Hitler's rally.
Oh, all the way across the Atlantic, right?
Yes.
Did we hear this one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we did.
Now, that's Hitler speaking. The cartoon Hitler. The Warner Brothers Hitler.
Yeah.
Right. Gets hit with a hammer. Hey, we won.
Here's Daffy Duck pisses Hitler off.
Okay.
Oh, because Daffy runs a scrap drive. To get, like, all scrap rubber and scrap metal.
It makes that. Hitler mad.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Propaganda.
And that's why we're in to win. Well, how do you like that, Snickle Gruber?
That's Hitler getting mad. You just hear it, that great Mel Blanc voice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Amazing.
Don't take this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They sure do make the cartoon Hitler sound cute.
They do in a weird way.
I mean, because he's
well,
it's the music and it's him just going, yeah. Achtuliba!
And well, they're just poking fun right now.
It's a cartoon.
They called him Schicklgruber because apparently that was his real name. I had to search this morning,
mm-hmm.
that he was the bastard son of a woman named Schicklgruber, and that was a common way to refer
so
to him.
So Hitler was his stage name?
No, apparently his father, they found his father ultimately, and his father was named Hitler or Heidler.
Dolph.
Dolph, but Schicklgruber he didn't like. He's eating the carpet. Destroy that scrap pile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't like the rubber drive.
Doesn't like the rubber scrap pile because it's going to help make our war machine bigger.
Exactly.
Right.
Defeat him. Defeat Schicklgruber.
What's the one that says Hitler lives?
Now, that's not a cartoon. That is another one-reeler or short subject that was released right at the end of the war, warning us not to make the same mistake again.
Okay.
This is something that then maybe could be relevant today.
I think all of this is quite relevant, but this especially.
Very good.
Here we go.
sorry.
Oh, that's the Nazi goat, Don.
Who was that? The Nazi goat.
Daffy Duck spots a Nazi goat.
They sent the goat to eat the scrap heap.
Wow.
Here's the one that says Hitler lives that Rob was just talking about.
Germany today appears to be beaten. Hitler out.
Gone.
Swastikas gone. Nazi propaganda off the air. Concentration camps empty. There are ruins. There are flowers. There's some mighty pretty scenery. Don't let it fool us. It's still enemy country.
Yes.
Yeah. What did I say?
There you go.
This we could play every day. At the beginning of the show, we could play this.
This movie is really, really striking because when they're playing that polka music, they're showing like people in lederhosen dancing in like a German square.
Like it's like everything's just fine, but don't let that fool you.
Then when the voice changes, they cut to like concentration camps.
Right.
We must still be alert. We must still be suspicious of everyone. We must take no chances. We're up against something more than tourist scenery. We're up against German history. It isn't good.
Oh.
This book was written chapter by chapter, not by one man nor one Führer. It was written by the German people. Chapter one, the Führer, Bismarck. The title, Blood and Iron. The armies, German. Under the Prussian Bismarck, the German Empire was built.
This is like a history lesson now.
It is. Well, it also, we're kind of chuckling, thinking, hey, there, you know, trust no one, be suspicious. I would imagine your average adult after World War II would make total sense to them.
Absolutely,
complete sense to them.
They're thinking that everything's done now, but you know,
it looks like a pretty country, but when you get behind the scenes, be suspicious of everyone.
Keep in mind, the Germans did this three times in about 60 years.
Right. So exactly.
Combined. Serving notice to all that their religion was iron and that their god was blood. Bismarck's German Empire built itself by war. At the expense of Denmark, Austria, and France, it became in 1871 the mightiest power in all Europe.
It's like going to a party at Rob's house now.
That he's going to go into World War One and eventually World War Two.
Kaiser Wilhelm.
Showing exactly what could happen if we lay down our guard.
Exactly.
Let's hear Daffy Duck.
All filthy and diseased.
Daffy Duck spots a Nazi goat.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the cartoons. And the Daffy Duck.
He's excited.
Termite is a Nazi, a folk wolf in sheep's clothing.
Did he just say this? This is a Nazi?
Yeah, a Nazi. This is a Nazi.
He called him a tin termite.
Wow.
This tin termite is a Nazi.
Wow.
Who's going to eat the scrap heap?
Right. Oh, the Nazi goat is going to eat all the scraps.
Because when he got the hiccups, you could see under his chin and he had a swastika on his collar.
Oh,
that was the clue.
Wow. What about this one, Robbie? This one says, Bugs Bunny pretends to be a slave and Abe Lincoln.
This was one of the only racist cartoons that I thought really transferred. He was trying to sneak to the South so he could get carrots.
All right.
So,
well, it's one of our boys.
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home.
Hey there, boy. How about giving out with something peppy on that there skin box, huh?
Yeah, over. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Yankee Doodle!
Put a carrot in his hat and called it the carrot.
You traitor!
Now, wait a minute. Is that guy supposed to be like a Confederate guy?
Yeah, it's Yosemite Sam. He's in a gray uniform. He's guarding the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay. God damn.
Don't beat me, massa. Please don't beat me, massa. Don't beat that tired old body. No.
That would not play well today.
Probably no, I don't think we show that on Channel 20 anymore.
I don't think that would be going over.
Although Joe and I remember.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Well, it's so this is what it's about, the Civil War. Is that what it is?
He is headed south because there is a drought up north.
Okay.
And so when he gets to the Mason-Dixon line,
that's when he meets Yosemite Sam.
He finds Confederate Yosemite Sam.
Exactly. And what's funny is that one I remember from when I was a kid.
You used to show it.
Yeah, but I hadn't seen it in some time.
Yankees,
don't carrot in his hat and called it the carrot.
You traitor.
Don't beat me, massa. Please don't beat me, massa. Don't beat that tired old body. No, don't.
What What's this I hear about you whipping slaves? But never mind the buts. Here's my card. Look me up at my Gettysburg address.
Gettysburg.
He's dressed as Lincoln.
As Lincoln. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Boom! Charge!
Great music. You know, when you hear that music, you realize they were full orchestras that were doing that.
The great Carl Stalling.
I mean, nothing, on computer. Yeah. It was amazing.
Tokyo Jokyo.
Okay.
We are now privileged to witnessing demonstration of Japan's finest air raid siren.
They're kicking each other in the butt to make the scream. That's the joke.
And now please to observing a rook and listening post.
Big teeth.
Oh, yeah. Glasses.
Over here, our honorable aircraft spotter. Now we are showing you fire prevention headquarters.
It had burned down.
Pentagon, two raids.
Two raids.
Or to demonstrate how to constructing the delicious Japanese club sandwich. Rice bread ration card, 4. Place a piece of a meat ration card, 4. Then eat
Is this post-defeat?
So, no, it's during the war.
Oh, it's during the war?
To make a Japanese club sandwich, you take a bread ration card.
Right, and it's
a meat ration card.
Like a piece of paper, so it's a paper sandwich?
Right. Because things aren't good in Tokyo.
That's what the propaganda is supposed to be telling us.
Tokyo Jokyo.
Yep.
After eating, you were enjoying a crumb. Presenting Nippon News Styles of the Week. Presenting Japanese victory suit. No cuffs.
No cuffs. Why is that funny?
The man has no clothes on because there's no such thing as a Japanese victory.
So everything they're doing, all the gags, are that they really have nothing.
Exactly.
Right. No priest. No repairs. No suit.
He's got nothing.
General Hama demonstrates coolness and calmness of a Japanese officer during air raid.
He goes crazy. He
goes nuts, of course. Totally panics.
Yeah.
That and Tokyo
Jokyo.
You know, it really is a look back as to but that was really. You think that's when the war was still going, or
I would think so.
Because I mean, it might have been even post defeat. Because
some of these cartoons were pretty badly hacked up because obviously they're not in circulation and there weren't dates on them, so it's hard to tell.
I would think it would be post though because it's going to play in America. Why else would you want at the height of if things were still dicey? Why would you want a cartoon out that says this is how bad? It
maybe
is
to show us how well the war was going,
right,
how
exactly.
They didn't have anything
to,
over.
To
them.
Say that the Japanese enemy was stupid and that they all of their projects failed and that there was no chance for success. Nothing worked for them.
I would have to guess it would be during the war.
It's back when the enemy was the enemy, you know, you wouldn't have that type of thing. You could never have that type of thing.
They were weak.
We got to hit a break, but when we come back, we will ask Rob the following question.
What makes a Nazi?
Oh, God. I'll prepare an answer.
Yeah, how does he get that way?
I bet you will.
Well, let's look into the process. To begin with, Nazi control over a German child starts as soon as it's born.
Okay, Lederhosen boy.
How old are your kids?
They're 4 and 6.
Uh-huh.
A young German couple has come to register the birth of their son.
Robert. My godson. Robert's son. Robbie's son.
Heil Hitler.
Oh, wow.
Herr Standesbeamte, wir möchten unseren Jungen anmelden.
Now, what do they make them look like in this animation? What are they? I mean, do they
the
make
Nazis them? Are made to be monstrous. It's really sort of a German expressionistic looking cartoon with lots of severe lighting. And the Germans are shot from low angles to look very big and powerful.
What
and
about the couple with the baby?
The couple is meek and small and almost like a pitiable
victim.
Object.
Yeah, does anyone look like Dieter from Sprockets?
They all do.
Do they all have the blonde hair, blue eyes type of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ah,
wow. Gib alle Geburtsscheine.
Ja, hier sind unsere Geburtsscheine, die Geburtsscheine unserer Eltern.
Those documents are birth certificates.
This is scary.
All the way back to their great-grandparents.
This is a cartoon. Normally we watch these, we listen to these things, and we're listening to, like, training films.
Yeah, this is scary.
It's a cartoon.
Disney.
Proving, of course, that they are pure Aryan. The mother wants to call her son Hans.
Dieses Verzeichnis enthält alle männlichen Namen, die für Kinder
auch. Here's the verboten list. Mm-hmm. Hans seems to be okay for the time being.
Hier ist der Erbierausweis, den Sie mal bei sich haben müssen.
What does this cartoon care? What does Hans look like?
Hans is just a baby right now, but eventually...
Are they talking to, like, a German officer?
Yeah, they're registering the baby's
name.
And
what is the German officer who's going, either that is he?
I believe in this, you really don't see much of him except a big hulking figure.
Oh, okay.
This is their hereditary passport with space for 12 future children. A subtle hint, Germany needs soldiers.
Für deutsche Vaterland, ich bereiche Ihnen ein wertvolles Geschenk von dem Führer.
As a reward, they get a copy of Germany's bestseller.
He hands them a copy of Mein Kampf.
Now let's see what happens to one of Hitler's children. Kindergarten, and little Hans learns the fairy tales of the new order. Remember the story of the Sleeping Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Hans was taught that the wicked witch was democracy. And Sleeping Beauty, who can she be? Aha, here comes the prince.
This sounds exciting, like a Star Wars movie. What's happening here?
Right now, I'm sorry there wasn't more verbal explanation on this. Sleeping Beauty is ugly and blonde, and she's Germany. And here comes a big prince on a big white horse to come save her. That's why they're playing the Wagner.
Wow.
The prince is victorious. Democracy has fled. The prince breaks the magic spell with a kiss.
Now, is this a pirated German cartoon that they're showing, or
no?
Is this
is German. This is a Disney cartoon
that's made to
show us how horrifying things are in Germany.
All right,
and this is one that the animation is really, the amount of money and time that went into this is really striking.
Okay.
This is really top drawer propaganda.
Is it better than Toy Story?
It's not Pixar, but the voice of
Ratatouille.
The voice of Hitler is Tom
Ratatouille.
Hanks.
Ratatouille. You know, when they do the sequel, it'll be Ratatouille 2.
Ratatouille 2, yeah. And that'll be even harder. Ratatouille 2.
Ratatouille 2. The beautiful princess is Germany.
Ah, she's Germany.
Yeah.
Who's the prince?
And the brave, handsome knight?
Yes.
You know who he is.
Hitler.
Pulls his helmet off.
Heil
it's Hitler.
Heil Hitler! Heil!
Comic sequence.
What?
This is a comic sequence.
Oh, it's a little goofy Hitler?
Yeah, because it's like a fat blonde opera lady and Hitler is made to look ridiculous.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. You should play a little more. There's
you
some
know,
funny
it's a little
here.
Scary. It's just, it's scary
well,
to listen
very
to.
Very scary.
It's, yeah.
And they go off on his horse.
The moral of this Nazi fairy tale seems to be that Hitler got Germany on her feet, climbed into the saddle, and took her for a ride. The distortion of this tale has its purpose in molding the young Nazi mind. Hitler becomes Hans's idol.
Hans is in school now.
Okay, wow.
They grow up so fast.
Highly disturbing on so many different levels.
You know, I'll tell you how disturbing it is. I didn't let my children watch it.
Wow.
Good for you, Rob. Father of the year.
Thank you.
There he is. Let's give him the award right now.
Isn't he fantastic? Here's
Father
your award.
Year did not let his children watch these cartoons.
They just came into the room very quickly bringing you beer.
Even bringing him his beer.
The box
that was a race to get to that one, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
You were the winner of that
the
race.
The box said suitable for all ages, but I disagree. I disagree.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're the winner on that race.
Man, it just takes you right back to that time, though, that war time. That's the
scary,
way the country
very
was thinking.
Scary stuff.
It was a big Nazi. Peter North.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the first today.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.